Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. All right, well, David, it's good to have you back with us to tell us another story and about somebody that a big-time leader who made a difference with a small thing they did. But before we begin, what's on your mind about what you're thankful for right now?
Man, I am thankful for you having me back. What a privilege it is to be able to be a part of something so amazing and so simple, you know, that we can digest these wisdoms in less than 10 minutes. I think it's a privilege to be here, and I really love what you're doing. So I am thankful for you, Michael, for the opportunity. But beyond me being here, you being there for everybody listening.
Well, you're too kind, and I appreciate you saying that. So tell us about that other person in your life that made a big difference.
So this might be a little different than you might expect. It goes back again to my banking days, if you caught my first episode. Yeah. But God's got a funny sense of humor. You know, he'll teach you things along the way, and as long as you're paying attention, successes or failures, you can use them, and right. We should use them.
Right.
But let's say this guy, who I'm going to call John, who, by the way, is a still dear friend of mine. I love him dearly, and he refers to some great authors, and he's been very successful. But his philosophy was a little bit different than my philosophy, and I think that's part of the reason why I ended up passing him, with all due respect. But John always taught us as salesmen of the banking products is that if we nick them right, we don't have to worry about them coming back. In other words, if you charge them enough money, you don't have to worry about them coming back to talk to you. And I was like, that doesn't sit right with me. I think I need to do more than just try to make as much money as I can from each individual relationship that I have or lack thereof, because it's certainly not going to be a long-term relationship if you do that. Yeah. He certainly made lots of money on every transaction that he did. But for me, I'm like, no, that doesn't quite fit well for me. I would rather make sure that I've got the right product for them at the right time, and I'm accomplishing the goals that they're setting out to do. Even if it means me saying, that's not right for us, but here, Jane over here at this other place could do better for you.
Yeah.
And nobody liked that initially until I started to really implement it like crazy and zoomed up to the top of the bestsellers there in the top producers of the bank. And it was all about doing exactly opposite of what my boss was telling me to do, because I wanted the referral. I wanted the relationship. Right. I'm a relationship person. I wanted that person to talk about me and with positive enthusiasm and say to their neighbors that they need to talk to me, to their friends, their closing agent, their attorney. I want all of them, everybody to know about me in a positive way. Right. So I became a master of that relationship and got all kind of referrals, even from people who knew that I could not do what their referral wanted, but they knew that I knew who could.
Yeah.
And it was all about not listening to that one person. But it was significant in my life. It was.
Yeah. I guess we all have those those minus small-time leaders. So he's still in the banking. So how did that – so when you were going opposite his – idea, how did that play out?
Well, initially, the first few months, it wasn't well because I wasn't bringing in as much money volume, that he had hoped or expected me to.
Right.
But of course, it started to snowball from there when the referrals started to kick in and the renewals and things like that. All that stuff made a significant impact over the long term.
Right.
As you can imagine, it didn't take long for word to get out that there was somebody they could actually trust in banking. And it was a significant part of my success. So then he loved me. Not that he ever hated me, but then, I became his best, but it was a challenge. I think he probably wanted to fire me on multiple occasions because I didn't, give them the highest and best rate because it wasn't the best rate.
Yeah. So standing on your principles, no matter what, even if you're up against a boss who's pushing you the wrong way, you stick with.
Yeah. And for me, it was all about how he said it. I might've just fallen into that trap. But I was listening keenly for his advice and just the way that he didn't necessarily care about the long term of that relationship, because I've learned that the value of a relationship over the life is way more significant than the one-time transaction. And I've eventually taught him that. And again, we're friends, but it was an uphill challenge.
Wow. You told me about this guy and wasn't sure how long this would we would talk about him, but you said you had another person too in your that was a small time leader for you.
Oh my gosh. This is, you're going to laugh at this, but this is really, really, really quick. So I'm sitting on the couch with my lovely bride and we're watching TV together.
Right.
This is probably early 90s. Right. And an MCI commercial came on. You know, the long distance telephone company.
Oh, MCI, not MCI.
Yeah, MCI. Okay. I forget what it stands for, but, you know, those of us who are younger than us, we used to have to pay for long distance on our services.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
MCI was on the television trying to pitch their wares to us, but they did it in such a unique way that it had a significant impact on me. The little representative on the camera, her name was Mary, I believe, and she had a headset on, and she mm-hmm. was representing a conversation with a potential client over the line. And her words, her exact words were, "This is Mary. I can help you." Whoever she was pretending to talk to on the phone, she was setting the stage that she was there to help. Whatever they needed, she could help.
Right.
And I went, that's significant. I implemented that the very next day instead of saying, "Hello, how can I help you? Hello," or just, you know, starting out a conversation like everybody else does. I owned it. I would like, first you call me today, Mike. I'm going to say, "This is David. I can help you." And it has stuck with me. And it sets everybody. It surprises everybody. Uh-huh. And they're not expecting. So whatever their agenda they had, they take a moment and they chuckle and they go, "Man, I'm so glad I got the right person. Because you can help me."
I know you said that. And you, when you said it, I remember you said.
That's right.
Answered the phone.
That's right.
There's so much of who you are. I guess it just flows out now. You know, we talked about two people in your lives has made a difference. So now you have children.
I do. Little Morgan and James are my two kids.
That's right. So you were impacted by your father and all that. How are these principles we're talking about apply to you and your kids and y'all's relationship? And how?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've got such a great relationship with both my daughter and son. And at times they think I'm kind of funny and the way that I act, but they see it. Both of them have traveled with me. Both of them have spent time with me in the business environment, although neither one of them are interested in taking over a publishing empire yet, but they do see why people respond to me differently than they respond to others. They do see why I'm able to develop relationships and keep them long-term than others. Mm-hmm. It's all about being that example. Of course, I share wisdom with them. I share biblical wisdom with them. But I think seeing me in action, not just talking, but in action has made the biggest impact. And they're proud about the things that we're doing at the publishing house, but they actually see it. So I'm all constantly being told by them both that they hope that they'll get all those good character traits, but not my dry sense of humor. But I think my son's already there.
Yeah. Oh, one's going to get it.
That's right.
Well, David, thanks so much for being with us. Give us a little information on how folks can get in touch with you and information about your company. I know you'd like to share as we close out.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Again, I'm the founder of Morgan James Publishing. I'd love to connect with you in any way that I can. If you need any help or advice, we're certainly here for you. We can be found at morganjamespublishing.com or on Facebook at /Morgan James, Twitter, Morgan James Pub, or you can just reach out to me as well on Twitter, David Hancock.
All right. All those will be in our show notes. David, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for all the help you've been to me, and look forward to seeing you at our next publishing event.
That's right. Me too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.